This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And you know, we have had so many interesting folks here on the Ingles Information Aisle over the years talking about our connection with local farmers and vendors over the years. And it has just been amazing to hear all the different stories, everybody from dairy farmers to meat, to seafood, to local trout, to produce. We have had them all come through the doors and sit here and tell you a little bit about their story. But, you know, today we're going to kind of pull it all together into an actual cookbook or recipe book. So I have two lovely ladies here with me in the studio today, and they have just completed, and it's hot off the presses. It's so hot. It's just, you can, it has that new book smell we were talking about as we walked in here. It's called Farmer and Chef Asheville, over 200 recipes from our restaurants and farms. And what's so neat is you're going to hear about some of those very farmers that you've heard over the years here on Ingles Information Aisle. They're featured in this book, and it's just a lovely, beautiful book, and it would make an amazing holiday Christmas gift for your friends, your families, people who maybe have moved away from Asheville or new to Asheville. It would just be awesome. So, without further ado, let's say hello to Debbie, and it's Debbie Moggins, mm-hmm. and Christine Sykes Lowe. Hello.
Hello there. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
So let's get a little bit of background on you, ladies. So before we got on the air, we were talking about the fact that you're relatively new to Asheville. So Christine, what brought you to Asheville? What was the thing that you said, I've got to live in Asheville. I want to live in Asheville.
Well, Leah, actually we've been here about a decade. My husband and I, we moved here from Charlotte. I just wanted a different quality of life. You know, Asheville draws a lot of different folks, and I feel like it's more of a community based. And when we were thinking of raising our children, we wanted to come to a place that had more of a sense of community. And we thought Asheville was it when we visited several times. And, you know, in relation to food, my background is in marketing and public relations, and I've always worked in various capacities with culinary. So it was such a natural fit.
So are you, do you have any, have you, are you a chef, or do you just love to cook, love to bake? I mean, how is that culinary tie-in for you? Is it just with the marketing piece?
I am definitely a home chef.
Okay.
I wouldn't say I'm a professional chef like Debbie is. But I do like to experiment. I always make up my own recipes. I have a very interesting background from a lot of different ethnicities with my family, Lebanese, Italian, Irish. So I'm always looking and trying to explore different things to try and attempt to recreate, so to speak. But yes, as far as my culinary ties go, I do a lot of, I have a lot of past relationships with different chefs and restaurants and culinary and tourism industries. So that's how we got connected.
Boy, and Asheville is, we'll talk more about this, but Asheville is such an amazing food town and region in Western North Carolina, such an amazing food area. So this is the place to be, or the place to visit if you are into food, definitely. So, and here you just heard Debbie's voice, Debbie Moggins. And Debbie, you and I met early one morning at WLOS. Do you remember?
Oh my gosh, yes. We passed ships in the night.
Yes. Well, ships in the early morning or something like that. Oh, it might have been a Carolina Kitchen segment, right?
It was, yeah.
And you were working on you had a book at that time about little desserts.
Small batch baking. Baking for two.
Yeah, and I thought that was such a great concept. And then we have over the subsequent years, we've run into each other at all kinds of other food events.
We had some professional like people that we knew.
Yeah.
The chicken people.
Oh, that's
the National
right.
Chicken Council when
that's
we were in Charleston.
Right. That's right. We were down there for that. So, yeah, we keep running into each other.
That was fun.
Yes. So, how about you? What prompted you? Like, why is Asheville, has it become your home?
Well, you, when I met you, I was still in Birmingham, Alabama. I was doing a newspaper column each week, cooking for two down there. And the opportunity came up to me. I'd been in Birmingham for 30 years and worked with Southern Progress, Southern Living, and Cooking Light, and those their Oxmoor House books. So I went to college at Virginia Tech and loved these mountains. Mm-hmm. And I was also ready for a nice community for my daughter and sure. place to live. So my 13-year-old and I are living here now, and we love it.
Yeah.
And when I first got up here, I looked around me and saw the, you know, just that this book needed to happen. These farmer and chef people that connect our community and keep this local food alive. Just it would be a logical book.
Yeah, and so it was a. It took a little while for this all to come together, right?
It did. I needed Christine. her help. I needed her to contribute.
Yeah. We needed each other, trust me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's, you know, that synergy of individuals. And, you know, some people are the idea people and mm-hmm. have that vision, and other people are like the boots on the ground. Let's put the template together. Let's get everything going, and every good working relationships mm-hmm. are like that.
That's
you know,
right.
So how did you two meet? I'm curious about that.
We actually met through mutual friends. When Debbie was here, we had several mutual friends, and we got introduced. Yeah. And through my company, T3 Creative Group, I've had several. I think I mentioned to you, Leah, I had several contracts with different culinary entities, and one of them I was the ED for actual independent restaurants for a while.
Oh, okay.
And so
I think that's how I know your name.
Possibly. So I was a part-time contract ED for almost 2 years, and we just kept in touch. Debbie and I kept in touch, and
we've got a mutual friend, Susan Dozier, whom I know you know.
Yes. So yeah, once you start, we're more like 2 degrees of separation here in Nashville.
I agree.
When you start talking to people, you realize how everybody is. It's not that big of a town at all.
It you're absolutely right on that, and I think it was after we filled the position for AIR with a full time executive director, and I was out on my own and getting ready to take the summer off, and Debbie and I just caught up as friends for lunch.
So we're going to be talking more about Farmer and Chef Asheville, beautiful, beautiful recipe book by Debbie Moggins and Christine Sykes-Lowe. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Hour. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. We're talking today in the studio with Debbie Moggins and Christine Sykes-Lowe. They have put together a beautiful, seriously, folks, beautiful cookbook. It's called Farmer and Chef Asheville, over 200 recipes from our restaurants and farms. And this is my, you know, usually I get books in advance and I'll take a look at them. So it's not Debbie or Christine's fault, because I totally, like, when you reached out to me on LinkedIn, I was like, oh, that's right. We had been talking about this at the Asheville Wine and Food Festival. And I said, oh, can you come on the show tomorrow? And she's like, sure. And I thought, well, I'm not going to have an opportunity to look at the book. So as I'm paging through it, I am just seeing some amazing photographs. So do you want to give a shout out to who did one person do the majority of your photographs, or?
We had several people contribute. Two did the majority, and then we had several local photographers. Debbie can go into a little more detail on the main person who did a lot of the food shots, though.
Who's that?
Yeah, his name is Bo Gustafson, and he and I worked together at Oxmoor House Books and Southern Living for a long time, and other Birmingham publications, and he's got a brother up here.
So that's great.
Yeah, so it's perfect. He came up, and we took 2 full days shooting a lot of it. And Bo had already shot a lot of it earlier when I kind of had this idea in the very beginning before it took a little hiatus. So those shots are all in there. And then we've got a wonderful people photographer. She does people and food, Erin Adams. And she just moved here to the area.
Didn't she take a photo of Mackenzie Lunsford?
Yes, be so recently?
Yes, very recently.
She is so good.
Yeah, name's really familiar. Okay, so let's talk about this book. You said this was like an idea that you had. How did you start? What was your vision in terms of putting this together and organizing it into the format it ended up in? Like, how did that kind of happen?
Well, it really all morphed together, and I didn't have a clear idea in the very beginning. I just knew that's why Christine is so wonderful and brought it all back together, but brought it back in. What happened was, Leah, we sent out notes to chefs and farmers and to ask them for their recipes and for a recipe or two recipes. And when they started coming in, it was like, oh, good, what am I going to do with all these that don't necessarily fit in beverages or snacks or, you know, the normal layout that you would see a book.
Sure.
But they did fall really beautifully into the chapters therein. Like, we have B&B specials, and those were given to us by B&Bs.
Oh.
So they're their favorite recipes that they cook in the morning for their guests. Well, that's in the first chapter.
Well, let's just look through some of these chapters.
Yeah, okay.
As you mentioned, we've got B&B specialties. Oh, my goodness. Look at some of these
amazing recipe names. Blackberries and lemon basil. Sugar syrup.
Oh, yeah.
And the peach vanilla breakfast.
No, wait, Debbie. The pineapple pecan sticky buns with sweet cream.
They're really awesome.
Hold on a second. So it looks like we've got, and I see as you're going through here, you have quotes from some of the different B&B owners.
Right.
For example, we've got the Buford House Inn, Christina Muth. Is that one still in operational?
Or yes.
Is
it,
okay.
Yes.
We've got Carolina Bed and Breakfast. Oh, this is really
a bed of roses.
Yeah, and what I like too is as you go through here, it's not just the recipes and these beautiful pictures. There are these sort of little break. Is that what you call them? Breakouts? What do you call
sidebars?
Them? Sidebars.
That's what we call them. Just
okay. So this one has a little explanation of the Asheville Bed and Breakfast with like their website, and then. You know, it goes on to, here's Mountain Mornings, and this is Denny Trantham. Yeah, he's in there with scrambled eggs with ramps and asparagus.
But you must read his little essay about how his grandmother, he sent him out looking for ramps and his childhood experience with ramps.
See, that's awesome. Yeah. And
it's fun.
If you don't know who Denny is, he's larger than life. I mean, he's lots of good with it. He used to be the executive chef for the... At the Grove Park Inn, and then he's just gone on to some kinds of different ventures.
He's executive chef
US
at
Foods.
US Foods.
Mm-hmm. Is he really?
Yes.
See, I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
And then we've got into Mountain Mornings. I see a recipe here for Jammin' Pop Tarts.
That's Imladris.
And Imladris.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't know Imladris, they have a farm in Fairview, and they are now putting their jams into some Ingles stores.
I thought about that.
Walter Harrell. Yep. So they have some delicious,
delicious jams.
Yes. And they use their berries that they grow right there on their own property.
That recipe really highlights his jams and jellies.
So this is going to make me hungry just reading. And we even have gluten-free recipes. And Anthony Serrato from Strata. And I know that you have Peter Pillay in here, too. So we'll talk about that. But Anthony has a lot. I know he does a lot of gluten-free at his restaurant. And so you've got gluten-free banana nut muffins in here. We've got gluten-free buttermilk biscuits. Oh, my goodness. This is just wonderful. Because I think people are really looking for that as well.
And really in Asheville, too. I mean, you really have the spectrum. I mean, people expect to be able to have some gluten-free options.
Oh, and they want quality.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you have my buddy Brian Dennehy of City Bakery. Mm-hmm. And his products are in about four of our stores.
Yes. Yep.
So you got a recipe here for granola, and there's one for spent grain baguette. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is more than than just a cookbook, a recipe book.
It's a love letter to Asheville's culinary scene. That's the kind of the way we like to look at it. Because
kind of a guidebook,
It is. It's a resource book. It's a guidebook. It's a recipe book. You could literally sit down and read, like you said, the sidebars, the essays, the stories, and just get a really good picture of what kind of community we have here.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you can also pick a restaurant that you want to go to by what food is represented in the book.
Definitely.
So
and
if you just are moving here or something... we have some real estate agents that would like that want to give this book as a gift to the people that buy the house because lots of people move here because of the food in this area.
And lots of people just visit here. It's become such a big culinary destination. I mean, it is Foodtopia after all.
Right.
So that is kind of amazing. So we're going to, as we move into the second segment after our break here, we're going to talk a little bit more with Debbie Moggins and Christine Sykes-Lowe about Farmer and Chef Asheville. And they're going to tell us some of their favorite recipes out of this beautiful Love Letter to Asheville cookbook.
You're listening to the Ingalls Information Aisle. If you have questions or comments, go to ingalls-markets.com and click on Ask Our Dietitian.
Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls Dietitian. I am having the best time talking to these lovely ladies here in the studio today, Debbie Moggins and Christine Sykes-Lowe, about their beautiful book, Farmer and Chef Asheville, 200 Recipes from Our Restaurants and Farms. And I love what Christine said, how she termed the book a love letter to Asheville. So, folks, you really need to look for this book. This will make an amazing holiday, Christmas, birthday, anniversary gift for those friends of yours. Like maybe you've got friends. I have some friends I'm trying to lure to Asheville. Seriously, right? There are some people I don't really want to come to Asheville. Like, there's some people I'm like, please don't ignore everything you read about how awesome Asheville is. Just don't move here. But there's other people I would love to lure to Asheville, and this book would do it. You know, it would really be like, oh, you have to just move here because you're not going to. You know, people read these things and they just go, well, how great is it in Nashville? How great is the food scene? And until they really get here, they don't really understand how, I mean, it. And I love the fact that you've put all this stuff together in one book that really gives a nice a look at some of the key people in the food scene, the key restaurants, key ingredients, and these farms. So, well, let's first say, where can we get the book? Where can people find it, buy it, where?
You can actually visit our website at farmerandchefsouth.com.
Okay.
It's also available at Amazon and at Malaprops in downtown Asheville. We're also talking to a number of different distributors about updating the list on our website about where they could pick it up retail.
Perfect. Okay. Well, now I'm going to put you on the spot. You've got a huge, 200 recipes. You want to pick something sweet and something savory that were your favorite ones, Christine. What was your favorite sweet recipe?
Oh, easy for her.
Yeah, I have to say that's a very easy question for me. I mean, easy and not so easy because obviously none of the recipes in this book wouldn't be in here if we didn't think they were wonderful.
Right.
So we have a great number of sweets, but there's a reason why there's a picture on our spine of a certain recipe, and that's the pistachio and strawberry ice cream trifle from Dan and J.O. Radigan with Schmitzbrod Chocolate Lounge. We actually got invited into their home while they were cooking dinner, and we did a feature on them of how chefs cook at home, and they made this actually for dessert, and it is absolutely unbelievable.
Now, what's the name of it again?
It's the strawberry and pistachio trifle.
Ooh.
And it uses fresh strawberry ice cream.
So that's the last recipe in the book.
That's interesting because they're well known for their chocolate, and so this is a little bit of a departure.
They are well known for their chocolate, but I tell you, their non-chocolate items are just as amazing. It's
So I've known them for a long time since even before their shop was open because I at one of the organic fests, our Ingalls booth was right across from them when they were they had not even opened their shop yet. They were brand new to Asheville. It was a hot day and they were serving hot chocolate. And I said, oh, good luck with that. But they look at them now. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Way wonderful. Okay, so that was your favorite sweet. Any favorite savory ones, Christine? What was
Well, Debbie did a lot of the recipe testing. I did a little bit of recipe testing. And probably my favorite, just because of the combination of ingredients and the fact that I like the Mexican food area so much, is the chicken and black bean and chevrette enchiladas by Looking Glass Creamery.
Oh yeah, they're lovely.
It was just a great flavor combination with the chevre, and you can pick that up locally in stores.
Yeah, and how about you, Debbie? Okay, put you on the spot.
Favorite, yeah, I love, if I'm going to eat dessert, I really love cakes, because I don't ever make them,
or
I don't eat them. So I love the coconut cake, and I love the Lane cake. Coconut cake is from Blackbird, and then the Lane cake is a recipe from Kathleen Purvis, who's the Charlotte Observer food editor. Yeah, and she was here for an event, which is why we kind of felt like we could add that to the book,
because
it was so dynamic. For savory, golly, I love the smoked pork with the pork butt
that
William Disson
did. Oh, yeah, and he's one of my favorite
chefs.
He's such a great guy.
It was really great, and you know, again, well, I love the ginger meatballs, coconut meatballs from Dan at Radigan. But Chef Tracy Taylor of Fig did a North Carolina flounder with carrot lemongrass broth that's just so good. And I've made the broth just as a soup base before. But it's divine.
Well, and what would you say now? Would you say that there are a range of recipes in there that are like easy, anybody can tackle these, to more difficult ones? Would you say
there's no, range? Absolutely. I mean, one of my orientations as a recipe editor and writer is to put things in a book form that don't have a laundry list of ingredients.
Yes.
Now, we've got a few
that are longer,
and when they were longer, if like recipes within a recipe, if they stood alone, we broke it out and put it into a section called a little something extra.
Okay.
So sauces went there,
sure.
Dressings went there, that kind of thing.
Because I think that overwhelms people.
I mean,
I like to cook, but when I open a recipe and when I look at a recipe and it's like one page is the recipe or just the ingredients, it's overwhelming to me.
So, well, you'll see lots of pages where two recipes are on the same page.
I also, as somebody who works for a supermarket, I get a lot of people who say, I want to be able to buy the things at Ingles. I don't want to have to make trips to 10 different stores or specialty markets. I want ingredients that are easily found, easily accessible. I might not be familiar with them, but if I know I can go to Ingles and buy them, you know, it's going to make me more likely to try it.
And
right?
You will be able to, because I shop at Ingles. And so testing these recipes was easy to pick the ingredients up there.
Great. Now, you said that we noticed there was a couple of gluten-free recipes. How many would you say are in the whole book,
probably,
off the top of your head?
I would say there are five or six that are designated as gluten-free. However, somebody that knows what they're doing, there are tons of them in there.
That could be adapted.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So again, folks, if you're just tuning in, you've missed a wonderful glimpse at this brand new cookbook, and as Christine Sykes Lowe said, it's more like a love letter to Asheville and Western North Carolina. It's Farmer and Chef Asheville, over 200 recipes from our restaurants and farms. Look for it on Amazon.com and also in some of the local bookshops. And again, you can also go to their website, which is
www.farmerandchefsouth.com,
and buy it there. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us on the Ingles Information
Aisle. Thank you so much.